Hey y'all, it's Denise. I'm here from braiderscourse.com speaking to all natural hair braiders about this license to work. As you can see, this says shampooer. This is Institute of Justice website for the national burdens from occupational licensing. Now, yes, they have deregulated a lot of hair braiders, okay? And all over all of these states, as you can see. However, the white states are the states that allow you to shampoo hair, okay? Now, some of them have been lit up again because they have deregulated completely down and following Minnesota. Because Minnesota judge said hair braiders get shampoo, conditioner, pomades, all this stuff. So how can you tell somebody that they need a license to be a shampooer? So whereas if you're in the state of Kentucky and they telling you you're a hair braider and you free, they lying to you because you can't use a shampoo bowl. Okay, Nebraska, you can't use a shampoo bowl. Iowa, you can't use a shampoo bowl. Missouri, you getting that certification through them, you can't use a shampoo bowl. All right, and I'm gonna leave a link to this so y'all could come over here and see that the main thing you need to do is register with Eco Hair Braiders Association, okay? Here you can use a shampoo bowl. We COVID certified by the board and by, I mean, not by the board, by the Department of Justice. We don't need the board. We are our own board, okay? We operate solely in what Institute of Justice has given to us. They have went out and fought on our behalf for people to be free, and I actually am standing with them on this. I have looked at this thing deeply, and no, you don't need all these different licenses. Only if you're going to pour blood, as they say. If it's going to be some blood and it's going to be a deep issue, then yeah. But however, if it's just some simple stuff you're going to be doing and it's not really going to hurt the health and the safety of the people, then you shouldn't have this. So, as you can see, I wanted to come to you and show you that these are all of the states that have a license for you to be a shampooer. Texas, you're not free to be doing no hair. You only there to get a comb and braid. If anything else you want to do for a shampooing, you need to get that wrapping license. Same thing with California. You heard talking about, oh, they don't need no license. Oh, yeah, they need a license in cosmetology to have a full-blown salon with shampoo bowls and everything else. These people in all these states, 37 of them at Institute of Justice, got lined up here for you, say that you need to have a license, and they have the fees and they have the hours for you too. And that's the main thing we as black people want. We want to sit back in the shampoo bowl and get our head clean. Okay, we don't all want to come to the shop with our hair shampooed already. Because when you shampooing somebody's hair that's already dirty, I mean shampoo, you don't know if they done cleaned it all the way till it's not dirty. You don't know if they got the scabs out. You blow drying some stink into the earth, okay, in some cases. So any of my hair braiders don't do that. They have a shampoo bowl. They going to clean their client completely, and they going to use essential oils to make sure that they don't have any antivirals or antibacterias in the scalp of the client. We are about using oils. You're going to know them by the oil. You're going to know them by wearing white, okay? Ecclesiastic, because money cures all things, okay? We operate ecclesiastics over here, okay? So I just wanted to come to y'all and show y'all, because I get a lot of people thinking I'm crazy, like Louisiana, that's one of the worst states, okay? I mean, that's one of the best states, they say, 9 hours, but I like Alabama, okay? But you need a shampoo bowl in your salon. You don't need to just be braiding her and don't know what's in it, because the main thing that the judge said was you need to know how to win and how to refuse the client. And if that client got parasites or lice or anything in their head and you ain't shampooed it, how did you check the scalp and know? How did you know about any scalp abrasion? So, yes. I feel that I needed to come on here and let this be the set video for Eco Hair Braiders Association. And you can contact me at braiderscourse.com. My name is Denise Jarrett, and I will talk to you later. Bye.